This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday.
Juicy little Thursday.
It's your sports bros. Rob here. Suke right over there.
With us.
Got Ryan Buckley here. Are your balls jiggling? Coming up, we will talk about a very underrated game this weekend, Rams-Eagles.
Yes. I think that's got potential to be the best one.
Yeah.
Though I would want to believe it's the Bills and Ravens. Like, that's the marquee one, but boy, I cannot get the thumping that the Ravens put on them out of my head.
Coming up this hour as well, we will talk about the big UMass Fordham tilt last night. I don't know if you saw that, but it was really something. Yeah, dude, I'm not kidding.
Is this the bad beat one?
You want to hear about this. Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
I think that's a different game, the one you're talking about. Did you see the bad beat one, Isaac?
It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Someone sent this to Van Pelt. The over-under, it was
like two, I don't want to say meaningless schools, but it was two like small like New York schools or something.
And the over-under was 129, and it was sitting at 127, and the clock expires. Game's over. And they put 0.5 seconds back on the clock. And
the teams are already shaking hands.
The teams are shaking hands.
Oh, man.
You know, and you know, it's over. And they toss it to the guy at midcourt who doesn't even shoot the ball. He just kind of...
He, like, flips it.
He just kind of flips it, right? Like, the game's over. I mean, the guy went down by, like, 10 or whatever. The dude just flips it up from half court.
Wow.
And it goes
the
in.
The casual 60-footer. Just like, oh, I mean, he was behind half court.
And someone sent it into Van Pelt and was like, there's no words. Worst beat of all time.
That is the worst beat of all time.
Yes. Or the best win of
or
all time.
Or the best win, right? The best thing going on ESPN, I'm sorry, is just the bad beats. It's really the only reason to turn into that program is the bad beats.
But this Fordham game had a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Fordham v. UMass.
All right.
The game you didn't know you needed to know about.
No, I didn't. I'm not aware of what this game was bringing to the table.
Coming up tonight in the club, we've got a coyote. Yeah, we got another wheels off story. Did you see the coyote?
Again, can't process what this was. I thought it was fake.
This is not fake.
I was like, that has to be CGI. There's no way that's a real thing, and yet it is.
Well, we'll tell you where they yanked a coyote from.
By the way, under no circumstances should there be a surprise coyote.
No.
That's not the way coyotes work.
Right. But yet, here we are.
Yeah. What?
And we have gullible woman being mocked for being gullible.
Hmm.
in the club tonight.
I kind of feel bad for the Gullibles. When you like the yeah. lady that gets swindled by.
Did you see this swindling?
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, see, she's quite gullible.
Like that Netflix. Remember they had the Netflix show about the dude that kept swindling the gals.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the Tinder swindler.
Yeah, the Tinder swindler.
Yeah,
that guy.
I want to like drop shame and scorn, but they're just lonely and horny is a terrible. Lonely, horny, and wealthy is a terrible combination.
Okay, well,
so can you?
And they're already going through it, so there's no reason to pile on.
Exactly. So. You want to, but you can't.
All right. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5:11.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Well, the Department of Education has come out and said that Title IX applies to payments to all athletes.
This is a big deal.
Meaning the NCAA and, of course, its power conferences who have agreed to allow each school to share up to $21 million mm-hmm. in direct payments to its athletes via NIL. They're now saying, according to the government, that will be split evenly between or should be between men's and women's sports.
Ross Dellinger wrote a big piece on this, and the judge went even further and said it's not just revenue sharing. She said NIL. Because now NIL can run through the school. She said even if it's not run through the school, if it's a booster that's tied to the school, she's going to try to include that in it. Now, this is a huge deal, obviously. But also realize that there is a new government coming into place in about 4 days.
Yeah.
And the little rumor is that the government that's coming in place is not going to like the distribution of money equally. And that they may have something to say about this in the Department of Education. So... like anything else that happens in the NCAA, there's going to be more to this than meets the eye. But as of right now, this is a massive deal in the world of the NCAA.
Well, the Clippers ear-flicked the Nets by only 59 points last night. Yes, that is the same Nets team that beat the Blazers by almost 20 on Tuesday, which means the spread for Portland hosting LA tonight should be 77.
Seems a bit robust. I think it's, what, eight and a half?
Six and a half.
By the way, take the Clippers.
The Cavs are visiting the Thunder later. Those teams, a combined 77 and 11.
That game going on right now, and the Thunder are thumping them, 47-27.
Oh, damn. Now, Didn't they beat them? Cavs won
that. Cavs won the last one close.
In Cleveland, and this one's in Oklahoma City, and it's payback, bitch.
Mm. There's your hot NBA news of the night.
Two best teams in the league.
Portland and
Brooklyn Clippers. For the new fun game of will DeAndre Ayton care at all? And if so, how much? 10%? 5%?
January 1991 was the last time Gonzaga visited Gilgal Coliseum to take on the Beavers. But the Zags are there tonight for a big West Coast Conference showdown.
Oh, yeah, they're still on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, and the Beavers are in the West Coast now.
Yeah, I forgot about all that. Until the new whatever, well, I guess it's not the new, it's the old Pac-12, but the new version of it.
Number 13, Oregon, sitting idle all week. They are awaiting number 17, Purdue, at Matt Court on Saturday. The Boilermakers rallied to beat Washington last night in Seattle. They were down 8 at half and won by double digits.
Oh, so. I did not see that.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
The more you know.
And knowing is half the battle, as G.I. Joe told me.
It's really all I know.
Number two.
Just wanted to tell you that. Turns out Bill Belichick does not have a signed contract at North Carolina. This raises questions about his $10 million buyout. Now, it is normal for a coach to sign a term sheet and then months later get the full draft. But with Belichick, of course, folks, they're a little antsy.
Yeah. Well, and he did sign the
term sheet.
The term sheet. And so I read a couple different articles today, and no one really is sure what that means, whether that's $10 million, whether there's specific language in there until he signs it, would you meet somewhere in the middle, would there be an arbitration? At the end of the day, look, if the Raiders want him, whether it's 1 million or 10 million, that is not going to stop the Raiders or Bill Belichick if he wants to go back to the NFL. So at this point, it's a matter of, does someone really want Bill? And does Bill want to break his agreement with North Carolina and go back to the NFL? Because we do know that Bill did not want the North Carolina job. He just took it because he did not feel that he had an NFL job on the horizon.
Also, trusted Cowboys insider Ed Werder is reporting that Deion Sanders would accept the Cowboys coaching gig if it is offered.
Yeah, because a bunch of reports yesterday were saying that Deion turned it down, and Ed Werder, who is connected, said no. And he said Deion's people are actively trying to push Jerry into making the offer, and supposedly Jerry is making this decision by himself. No one else is involved. This is full Jerry Jones.
It was called, quote, a solo mission.
Jesus.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's what you get when you're, what, 80?
He's probably 85,
early,
right?
Early 80s. I think he's a little younger than you think.
Is he? He just looks like,
because he looks terrible. Anyway.
82.
Yeah, 82. When you're 82 and you look like that, you get to do whatever the hell you want with your football team.
Yeah, how about them Cowboys?
Baseball Hall of Famer Bob Uecker has passed away. He was 90 years old. Otherwise known as Harry Doyle.
Yeah. Major League and Mr. Belvedere.
He was the Brewers play-by-play voice for over 53 seasons. Started in 1971, and unfortunately, because the Brewers have never won a World Series, he never saw them win a World Series.
And by all accounts, just a great, great guy.
Great guy, worked a little blue. Good baseball guy, funny dude, once opened for Don Rickles. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Tells a great story to Norm MacDonald when he first... Norm MacDonald told Dave Letterman when he first met Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker knew who he was, and he says, what are you doing now? He's like, well, I'm hosting a show called Norm. I'm Norm. And Uecker's like, yeah, you ever heard of Belvedere? And Norm's like, yeah, I love that show. He's like, yeah, Belvedere. He's fat, but he's pretty cool. And then he tells a story about how Bob Uecker told him that Uecker, they used to have fried cheese, like mozzarella sticks, on set at the of Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere had some curds.
And Mr. Belvedere liked that.
Yeah, well, Mr. Belvedere was a rotund
man. He was
man.
Fat.
Yeah.
And it's so it's classic Norm MacDonald. He's just like, yeah. Uecker told me that he went into a meeting with all the higher-ups, and they told him to stop feeding Belvedere.
By the way, you do a pretty good Norm MacDonald. It's not bad.
So anyway, rest in peace. Yeah. Bob Uecker was great.
I saw this on Twitter today that I liked. This kid who said he got to meet Uecker when he was interning for the Rockies in 2004. And he said, I just found myself on an elevator with him, like up to the press level. And he says, me, the idiot. Good morning, Mr. Uecker. Nice day for a ball game. Uecker is wearing 70s shades, smelled like an ashtray, and looked like he got mangled by Jack Daniels the night prior. Uecker said, two last place teams on a meaningless day, or meaningless day game in August. Hell of a day for baseball. I'm too old for this S.
He made over 100 appearances on the Johnny Carson show. Johnny loved him. Uecker was just, he was a great storyteller, and he was just an ambassador for the game of baseball. He was greatness.
All right, let's talk about Rams-Eagles. We'll get into that coming up next. The Hot 5-5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll be right back on The Fan. You mentioned that lonely, horny, and rich is a tough place to be.
It's a tough place to be. You're going to get swindled.
Well, we've got some people texting in that lonely, horny, and poor is worse.
Well, but you're not going to get swindled being lonely, horny, and poor. But lonely, horny, and wealthy, you put a target. So which is worse?
Probably being lonely, horny, and poor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're rich, maybe you can... You get
at least you're rich.
Yeah, at least you're rich. Although not for long after one of these people gets a hold of you.
Well, we talked about the Texans and Chiefs a little bit yesterday. Ravies, Bills, maybe a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah.
We haven't covered that much, have we?
No, we have not. And it's by far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
as
the
good
one.
As it gets.
Well, I think
I don't even know what to say about that game. It's just like, let's just get our popcorn and sit down and enjoy.
Hopefully it's a good game, because when they played in the regular season, I mean, it was just a bloodbath. Baltimore ran all over.
They're not going to do that again.
I wouldn't think so. It's going to be cold weather, maybe some snow happening up there in Buffalo. And, you know, Buffalo is peaking at the right moment. And your two MVPs, I think this is going to be freaking fantastic. And I do think the winner of this, I think they go to the Super Bowl. I think they probably win the Super Bowl. Although, you know, this, I hope Kansas City doesn't do this. If Kansas City wins it with this team in this season, just throw your hands up and the deal with the devil has officially been made. Because Kansas City's not that good.
Three in a row, though.
Mahomes, though, 6-0. Well, 2-0. This would be 3.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they win it, that's third in a row.
Yeah. Mahomes is 6-0 in the divisional round, and it's never had a turnover.
So, in the divisional round?
In the divisional round.
Never?
No. The Texans are hooped. He has been to the AFC title game every single year of his career.
The Rams-Eagles is pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
This one's in Philly. Now, they have played this year, and Philly beat them handily.
Yes.
And the Eagles beat the Rams last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Although, the Rams, this Rams team, they've been through a lot. And this is not the same team. I mean, they played the Eagles. Let's see what day that was that they played them. They played them like kind of towards the middle of the season. The Rams have been through so many injuries and so many versions of themselves. And so what you're seeing right now is a much better version of the Rams.
That's true.
That was 37-20.
And they were the Rams fell to 5-6.
5-6.
So it's kind of at the low point.
Yes.
For them.
So you just, I mean, I don't put a ton of stock in that game, in that all year we looked at the Rams and we're like, whatever, if they ever put it together. Well, towards the end of the year, they did put it together. And we said against Minnesota, the Rams' best is going to beat Minnesota. And it beat Minnesota and it beat them handily. Remember that the Rams' best also beat the Buffalo Bills this year. And the Rams are finally healthy. And I think they're peaking right now. And Philly is maybe the best roster in the NFL, but I also think it's the great roster that no one really trusts right now. And some of that probably has to do with coaching, and some of that has to do with the fact that they're like 29th in the league in throwing the football.
I think that's an interesting sort of dichotomy about this game is who you trust. Like, I, digging into this a little bit today, I don't know that I trust the Rams outdoors.
Yeah.
In January against the number one defense.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different ballgame, man. And look, the Eagles, they did not look pretty last week. But looking back at their numbers, they've scored 20 or more every game since their bye week, which was like week 4.
Yes, absolutely.
So they still score. I mean, they still manage to score 22 and kind of just go away, run away from Green Bay.
Well, they don't throw the ball very well, but I believe it's the number one or number two rushing offense in the league.
Well, not only that, but they rushed for 314 yards in that last meeting against the Rams.
Yeah.
And I get it, Rams, different Rams team now, but the Rams overall this season, all games included, are 19th in EPA allowed per rush attempt. So they are not the best rush defense.
No.
And so I went back. So I thought about the weather. I was like, man, the Rams outdoors scares me.
Did you go back and get the Stafford numbers? Did you see those online that were circulating?
No, in cold weather.
We'll get to
those
after years, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at the Rams with McVay. I didn't look at Stafford, but the Rams. So I went back and looked at the Rams in the playoffs on the road outdoors.
Okay.
And they have only played, McVay got there in 2017. They have only played 3 outdoor road playoff games.
Makes sense. I mean, there haven't been that many probably road playoff games, period. Like,
well, they played one year, they played in New Orleans.
Okay.
They've played in Detroit.
There's a lot of domed. Yeah, last year,
was
right?
It Detroit.
Last year, I thought they played in Detroit.
Oh, it was Detroit. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was a close game, but Detroit got them. I mean, a lot of the teams play in dome, so.
So they have won 2 of those 3 outdoor playoff games.
Okay.
They won in Seattle when the temperature was 39 degrees. Mm-hmm. They won in Tampa when the temperature was 50 degrees. And they lost in Green Bay one year. The temperature was 35 degrees. Right, so that's really all you have to go on.
And the Tampa game means nothing. It was 50 degrees in Florida, whatever.
Now,
and also I would make the argument, I'm not certain what that Tampa team was, but I do know Seattle, and I would certainly think that Tampa team falls into this category. This Eagles team, regardless of their coaching staff, this is a much different animal. This is a 14-win Eagles team.
There's a couple things that still lead me down the I'm scared of the Rams outdoors. One is they've played in a dome 3 straight weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going outdoors in January against the top defense in football. If you look at them outdoors this year, they only scored 18 in Chicago. They only scored 20 in regulation in Seattle. Now, they scored a touchdown in overtime, so they got 26 in that game.
Yeah.
But at the end of regulation, they had 20. They only scored 19 against the Jets, and they only scored 12 against San Francisco.
That's not great.
The one game that they played pretty well offensively on the road outdoors was New England. They beat them, I think, 28-20 or something. So they averaged 19 points per game on the outdoors. Not great.
No. Although, again, to be devil's advocate, I'm telling you, throughout this year, the Rams have had to play so many of these games with three missing O-linemen, Puka out, Cooper Kupp out. I mean, it's been an absolute disaster of injuries on their offense. And I wonder how much of that is obviously the outdoor thing and the Rams, and how much of it was going back and looking at those games. Who played?
Well, the Jets and the Niners game were weeks 15 and 16.
Okay, so that
and that's when they
that's when they were,
because they were 6-6.
Yeah, they were, they had people
and they
back.
Rattled off five in a row, yeah. And two of those were San Francisco and New York. They won those games, yeah. But they won 12-6 in San Francisco, and they won 19-9 in New York.
And it is hard to believe that this Rams defense is young, it's hungry. They played so well against Minnesota. It's hard to believe that they're going to hold the Eagles to 17 points. Because the Eagles offense, as you mentioned,
well,
just is
it's one of
really
those
good.
Things where I feel like I'm a little worried about the Rams outdoors, and then I think that oftentimes teams that look that bad offensively the week before, they're going to be better. I just feel like the Eagles offense is going to be better. The Rams certainly are going to key on the run, so you wonder if it is a Jalen Hurts sort of AJ Brown, yeah. Devontae Smith type of game.
And AJ Brown's banged up. Everyone is saying that he doesn't look like himself. He's been missing some practices with knee issues.
Well, and we know that if you're going to pick a sword to die by with the Eagles, it's you make Jalen Hurts beat you. Jalen Hurts is
that's what I do.
Jalen Hurts,
you kind of have to do that. Right?
You can't.
You gave up 314 rushing yards the last time.
Yes.
We know they want to run the ball. That's what they want to do. You have to take them out of that.
Yes.
You have to just
force it, and you play man on the outside, and you live and die with it. And if Hurts can beat you, and beat you in the middle of the field, and that's the thing, Hurts does a nice job. And this is same thing kind of with Jaden Daniels. Hurts' best, like the Eagles' offense, why it gets bogged down at times in the passing game is Hurts is not a great tactician over the middle. He's not a guy that goes through a ton of progressions. Where Hurts is at his best is when he's actually throwing outside the numbers and the kind of go balls and these 50-50 things where he can take three steps and get rid of the ball and throw it up to two very, very talented receivers. So if you're the Rams, what you do is obviously you played loaded boxes, you try to slow down Saquon Barkley, and then you force Philadelphia, you funnel everything into the middle, probably play a lot of zone and force Hurts to find open receivers through his progression. Easier said than done, because not a lot of teams have been able to slow down Philly in the run game. And also Hurts is an absolute beast with his legs, and he can kill you on third down when you get into third and manageable situations. So as much as I don't love Sirianni, and as much as I don't love that coaching staff, I've said it a million times, top to bottom, this is probably the most talented roster in the NFL, and we just don't talk about it that way because at times that passing game and Hurts and the coaching staff can leave a lot to be desired. But you're 14-3. I feel like it's very, very nitpicky of us to be combing through Philly's problems.
Yeah, I just – this is a great one. I really, really, really want to see the Rams – I just want to see the Rams prove it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a different animal. Yeah. As good as they've been, okay, let's see what you got.
Yes.
Because they're saying it might snow there as well.
Yeah.
It'll be in the 30s, 20s, and 30s.
And if it does turn into a bit of a slugfest, that obviously, to me, favors Philadelphia, who has no problem playing with that nasty-ass defense and Saquon Barkley.
I mean, it's basically like Chiefs-Dolphins.
Yes.
A lesser version, but it's like that. I mean, this is a team that's used to playing in that weather,
yep.
And the Rams that aren't.
Yeah,
This was circling on gambling Twitter, but Matthew Stafford, career games outdoors in the rain or snow. He's got 9 of them. Care to guess how many wins?
0.
1. 1
wow.
and 8 career outdoors in the rain or snow. 54.6 completion percentage, 14 TDs against 11 picks, a 76 passer rating.
Damn, dude.
Wow. Yeah, so maybe
it's a big deal.
And I know a lot of people, and I picked the Rams last week, a lot of people picked the Rams last week, and they're kind of that sexy get hot at the right moment, get into the postseason.
Well, they look good.
They look good, but I wonder if we're trying to talk ourselves into,
I think,
in the public, I wonder if we're trying to talk ourselves into the Rams.
I think
a little bit.
You might be on something there because the point spread for this game is 6.
Yeah.
Which is oddly high, yeah, considering, you know, the kind of the general perception about,
yeah,
LA and how bad Philly looked at times, mm-hmm, last week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the odds makers aren't fooled. They're like, ah, this is about a touchdown. Yeah.
Well, and like this Ram, this run that the Rams are on, you know me, I don't like giving a lot of credence to beating bad teams. I just think beating bad teams in the NFL isn't that hard to do. It's the Denver Broncos thing. They get into the postseason. You beat one team that was a playoff team all year, and that was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was at the beginning of the year. Whatever. The Rams, the one thing you could say is, like, it's without this game, I would feel absolutely hopeless. Because this run that they've been on, it's the Saints, it's the Niners, it's the Jets, and it's the Cardinals. And then they did boat race the Vikings, but that win in there against Buffalo.
Yeah.
They did get Buffalo, but it was...
Where was that game?
It was in L.A.
There you go.
44-42.
Yeah. I remember that.
And you're not scoring 42 points against the Eagles.
Oh, God, no. Not outside in that weather?
No.
In Philly?
No.
Against that defense?
Yeah. So,
different animal.
Yeah, you can talk yourself into the Rams all you want. This, if it looks like the Eagles, smells like the Eagles, you know, it's probably the Eagles. It's just, it's the Sirianni effect, man. People just don't want to trust Sirianni.
Well, and McVay is the other way. Like, yeah, you trust that guy. He's won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I mean, he's legit. And Stafford's legit. It's hard to bet against them. Yeah.
But, you know, and I know some of the shine had come off him a little bit, but Vic Fangio is a really, really smart defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And he's got that group hunting. And I know they had a couple injuries last week, but again, this Eagles D is scary at all levels. And they have defensive linemen that can absolutely destroy an offense, including right now. You can make the argument that Jalen Carter is the best defensive tackle in football. I mean, he is just problematic.
Interesting game.
Yeah.
UMass beat Fordham last night, and you need to hear about it. Next, here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the club is right around the corner. Sometimes in sports, the stars align. You know, there's just variance. You never know what you're going to get when you buy a ticket to a UMass Fordham game.
No. I don't know why you would, but all right.
Would you rather go to UMass Fordham or Blazers Nets?
Oh, my God.
Assuming they were both local.
Does UMass have cheaper drinks?
Probably.
Less parking?
Yeah, probably fewer people.
Yeah, give me UMass. I probably get better seats.
Well,
the Blazers have a good speakeasy down there. I might take that.
The UMass Fordham game last night was a thriller.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you.
I did not have this on our bingo card.
It went to triple overtime.
Okay. See, that right there means I'd rather go to the Blazer game. No offense. I don't want to sit through any triple OT basketball game.
See, I think this is one. This is a weird one because I don't know how you could sit through this game when I tell you the deets, but at the same time, it went to triple overtime and the final score was 120 to 118.
My man, I once sat through a Mariner playoff game that I believe went 18 innings, if I remember correctly. And at the end of that game, I wanted to jump off of the side of the stadium. Three overtimes in a basketball game that I don't really want to be at? No. That is the worst possible outcome.
But it's still like
a drama, though.
It's a good game. Like it's, and there's a lot of points. It's like old Loyola Marymount, you know, 120 to 118. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The two teams combined for 122 free throw attempts.
You literally have pointed out now my seventh concentric circle of hell.
Dude.
A three overtime college basketball game where I have to watch 122 free throws?
Yes. 79 fouls.
No.
10 players fouled out.
No.
10.
No. You're making me uncomfortable with this.
So the 122 free throw attempts were the most in a Division I game since 1997. The 79 fouls, the highest since 2017. Five players attempted double-digit free throws. The 48 free throws made, 65 attempts, and the 238 combined points sets Fordham program records. And, oh, by the way, we had a flu game because some guy named Rasul Diggins, who plays for UMass,
okay,
he went off for 46 points, all while puking due to a stomach bug.
They got, like, video of him off to the side over the bucket just letting it out.
I guess that's kind of fun. I mean, like, that guy's puking. I'm going to say
that's a program record.
That is a program record. But
well, how do you know that?
You just said it, right?
Yeah, well, you sounded like, yeah, like, oh, of course I know.
Why
that
is
you
that? That has to be a program record. I would
for puking and putting
46
up 44
points.
I would have left this game.
Dr. J played there.
I would have left this game after the first overtime.
Would you?
Yes. I would have whoever I was with,
you wouldn't see that one through.
No. Pot committed now?
No. I'd be like, I'm out. And they would have been like, no. I'm like, no, I'm leaving.
See, I think if I stay for the first overtime, I'm more likely to stay for the second, too.
100%.
No.
That's a game where it's one of those I can't take my eyes off.
No.
I'm already here. There's another overtime. Let's go.
And if you've already sat through presumably 100 free throw attempts, you've earned seeing that finish.
No. You're just doubling down. You know what? That's just bad money.
No.
That's good money chasing bad money.
Strong.
You just got to leave at that point.
The Vancouver text line says, this game should be the reason we outlaw basketball in this country.
Thank you. Like if I was
Wait, you're for outlawing basketball?
Yes. If I was at a Blazer game, if I was at a Blazer game tonight against the Clippers and that thing went to double overtime and like, and you made me stay there, I would riot. Like I went to leave. They're like, no, you can't leave till the end of the game. I'm getting arrested. I am not sitting through that. No.
See, I think that that Fordham UMass game.
You think that's great?
Isn't it funny how if you're sitting on your couch, overtime would make it better, but if you're there in person, overtime would make it worse?
Well, overtime on my couch, I got a lot of things I can do.
Right.
In an arena, I'm locked in there.
But if it's overtime on your TV, you're like, hell yeah, let's run it back, do some more.
I've had this happen several times where I've been at an event, and when it goes into extras, you're kind of pissed. You're like, really? Like, I've seen it, I've done it, I had my dog, I had my beer, I'm ready to go home. I don't need this to go anymore. And maybe if you get one extra frame, sure. But three? No. And the free throw thing? Double no.
122.
Oh my God.
No.
Every time they blew the whistle, I would just boo. And someone needs to get a hold of that ref and be like, hey, you run this damn clock. You move it along. Or you call a foul at the end and make sure someone gets a free throw to win this so we don't have to go through another overtime.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, if you were to outlaw basketball or like build the case to outlaw basketball in the United States,
that.
Would you show them that?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Go to, you know,
you
what?
Have a jury.
Yes.
And they're going to decide.
This is damning
evidence.
You're
showing them that?
Yes. You know, the NHL is my favorite sport. Love the NHL. I'm watching it right now. Go Red Wings. The beauty part about the NHL is that when it gets into overtime in the regular season, right, they remove two men from the ice, almost ensuring that you're probably going to get a goal because it's just 3-on-3, right? So a lot of open ice, so it's exciting, fast-paced. And you know what happens after 5 minutes? 5 extra minutes! Shootout. Game ends right then. Because they know no one. Even Darren Hockey fans wants to watch 2 to 3 overtimes. Not happening. Shootout. After that first OT, they should have just gone to a 3-point contest. You each get to pick one guy that goes to the top, and he just shoots threes, and the first guy that makes it and that guy misses, you're out.
I'm all for that.
Way better.
Like Deal says, the NFL is the most popular sport in the U.S. 10 minutes, that's all you get. Basketball goes until no one cares and just wants it to end.
Bingo. And you know what? Having sat through baseball, and I love baseball, it's too much. Anything over 11 innings is too much, and if you say otherwise, you're lying.
Well, baseball, they during the regular season, they changed it so that the runner starts on second base. Yes. So they're trying to, you know, and that has really helped. Like, games don't go that long anymore.
Having sat at that Mariners playoff game, I'm telling you, because the Mariners lost and their season was over, you know what? No one cared. As you were leaving that stadium, no one was sad. Everyone was happy because the game was over. Even diehard Mariner fan was at least like, you know what? At least it's done. At least I can go home now. No one wanted to be there. No one. But that was the playoff. I was like, I mean,
playoffs.
At that point, yes, you were seeing it through as the playoffs.
Playoffs.
But no one cared who won and lost, just that the game was over.
All right. Well, that's the Fordham UMass recap you didn't know you needed. It's amazing.
God bless America. Free throws.
That's right. All right. Up next, looks like an open seggy here on The Fan. Well, now would be a good time to give you an update from the American Express.
Jeez.
Down in La Quinta today. Yeah. Boy, weather was nice down there.
I was interested more in the Tiger Woods, the TGL.
Well, that you saw Tuesday, he got smoked.
Also, La Quinta in the news because they could be the destination for the moving of the Genesis.
Yeah, I hope they don't play it there. I hope they...
Well, yeah, having two tournaments in the same place in the span of a month wouldn't be very cool.
Well that's where they have... But it's going to be one of the West Coast...
Yeah, they...
I mean, they have... They're either going to go there or Torrey Pines or maybe...
I don't think they're having it in Los Angeles.
No.
Well, yeah, they're moving it. So the Genesis is at LA Country Club, but they're moving it.
Is LA Country Club still there? Do we know?
I don't know. I was going to look that up today and I forgot, but...
Bill Plachke, by the way, you know, the LA Times writer?
Yeah.
He has... It is a absolutely heart-wrenching piece today. Well, his house didn't burn down. His is the only one in his neighborhood that
didn't
burn down.
I saw that. I didn't know it was Bill Plachke's house.
Yeah.
He said, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, it said, it is, I forget the title of it. It was, what do you do when you lose nothing and everything because you feel terrible? It's about survivor's guilt. His whole neighborhood is like gone and his house is not. And he just, you know, it's a really good, a really emotional read about what that's like. Because he's lived there for a long time and he knows all his neighbors and, you know, the whole thing's gone except for him. And what do you do? Tom Hanks, I guess, had this too. Tom Hanks is the only house in his neighborhood that survived. And he just, it's a really, really good read if you get a second on, LA Times.
And by the way, I was mistaken. It's not at LA Country Club. The Genesis is at the Riviera Country Club.
Okay.
And I don't know its status.
Yeah.
Because it is located in Pacific Palisades, which is where this fire started.
Exactly.
So, I mean, a lot of that place is just gone. But, I haven't read anything about country clubs or, anything like that.
There is somebody posted a video of wildfires rapidly approaching Riviera Country Club. Mm-hmm. And they said reporters in the area have estimated those fires were moving at 2 to 3 football fields per minute.
Jeez.
Now, this was not today, obviously. Yeah. So, I don't know. But they are not playing the tournament there. Hmm. So it's either going to be at Torrey or La Quinta.
Yeah.
Or what's the other West Coast one? Is there another West Coast one? Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop. Well, I mean, you could move it up into like San Francisco and stuff, right?
Could.
Because like what's the Olympics up there, right? Like,
Olympic Club.
Olympic Club. I mean.
Harding Park.
Yeah.
Anyway, hot golf talk.
Yeah, there you go. And a newspaper recommendation for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
Oh, well.
It's just too sad.
It is it's very sad. And, you might get this like, what do you have to complain about? You didn't lose anything. I'm telling you, read it, and you can feel his pain in that thing. It's tough. Survivor's guilt is a real, real thing.
All right. Well, there's your open segue. We blew it. We blew it on golf, a great sport, a man's sport, a gritty sport.
Oh, yes. A real blue-collar sport.
A blue-collar sport.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives it?
An inclusive sport.
Yeah. Is golf like the most... does it exclude the most people because of the cost?
Well, you're probably looking at like the more high end, polo.
Oh yeah. I'd say of the major sports.
Have either of you guys watched that documentary yet on Netflix about polo?
No.
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 Don't care about polo.
No.
Well, I don't care about polo either, but I also know nothing about polo. So I'm like, maybe I'll check that out. Well, I haven't watched it yet.
All right.
But the trailers make it look like action-packed.
There is a bit of a crisis going on right now in the world of hockey because all the equipment has become, and the ice time now, especially after the pandemic, it's become so expensive that a lot of the kind of the country folk from Canada and the smaller northeast cities, they can't afford anymore. Like sticks now are like $400. Some of the nicer skates are $1,500. And that's before you even get to the ice time and any of that. They're having a real crisis in that they just less and less kids are playing because they can't afford it.
Pick up a basketball, man.
Yeah.
With global warming, there's probably less ice too.
Well, that's the thing. Like you have to rent your ice time to even practice and play. And that's why soccer is the biggest sport in the world. You can.
That's right.
All you need is a little ball and away you go.
Kids find an open field.
Yep.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, tennis probably pretty.
Yeah.
What's the word you used?
It's exclusionary.
Yeah. Tennis.
Skiing. Like all the Olympics. Skiing.
Yeah.
You just can't,
A high barrier for entry with the snow sports.
I can imagine. Yeah. Not a lot of inner city kids going to the mountain to shred some gnarly
pow-pow. Just grab the sticks and head on up there.
Head on up.
All right, well, we'll get to the Coyote in Chicago. A gullible woman mocked for being gullible. And, Buckley has really been coming through with some stories lately. He has a couple weeks ago we did the biggest dong size by country.
Yeah.
We have biggest bumper size by country.
Well, this is weird because, there's a lot of artificial.
Who do you think has the biggest... tees in the world? I'm thinking, and where is the U.S.?
I'm thinking like some Bavarian, milkers.
I'll show you my boobs.
God. I'm thinking somewhere over there, man. I'm thinking the Germans, the Austrians.
All right.
Bavarian milkers.
True story. You ever see like... You ever
I don't
seen,
know if you
like,
can say that, but I liked it.
What? You ever seen like an Oktoberfest?
Like
come
St.
on.
Pauli girl?
Yeah, like some Helga, Those are some heavies right there. They know how to do it over there.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the club next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.